Let's talk more now about something that was announced at the Fine Gael Think-In, as mentioned by Áine and Paul there, by the Justice Minister Helen McEntee. More money for Gardaí in training, almost €50 a week extra from the start of next month to try and attract more people into the force, along with raising the age of entry and retirement. Ronan Sleven is with us in our studio this morning. He's General Secretary of the Garda Representative Association. Ronan Sleven, thank you very much for coming in to us. Not as much as you wanted, but it was just €184 back in January, and now it's almost double that.
Yeah, but we don't believe that this is going to make any significant difference to the recruitment campaigns within An Garda Síochána. The campaigns over the last number of years have failed to result in the numbers that have been promised by government, which have been 1,000 recruits for the last number of years. Actually, over the last, from 2002 to the end of 2003, the government had promised 2,000 recruits. We only got just over 1,000. And resignations and retirements have nearly matched that number. So the campaigns have not resulted in the numbers that they have been promising. The retirement age increase will mainly benefit the senior ranks. It won't have too much of an effect on the ranks of Garda rank. And in relation to the increase in the entry age, that wasn't a government idea. That was as a result of a Labour court case in which an applicant took to the courts and was successful, and they had to increase the entry age. But that has resulted in a once-off spike that won't be repeated. Those people have already applied in the last campaign. So we don't believe that the actions being taken by government are sufficient to deal with the crisis that is currently in existence in Garda Síochána.
Just go back to the allowance for a moment. €49 extra a week. What would you say to the argument that €354 is enough when you're being fed and housed already in Templemore?
Well, you're talking about an environment where we currently have nearly full employment in Ireland. So we're trying to encourage people away from other forms of employment into An Garda Síochána. And the training lent is 8 months within the Garda College, of which 10 of those weeks you are actually deployed to urban areas as a training station, where you don't get food and board, and you are also
entitled. But do you get extra when you're out in the town?
No, you don't. You don't get anything extra, to even though you may have to take up for more accommodation. And you have to remember, if you're bringing people into this job from other forms of employment, they are more than likely going to have a partner, children, and already financial commitments in terms of car purchases, mortgage purchases,
yes, and €350.
It is a training position for a full-time career in An Garda Síochána, and we're trying to attract people in. We have a recruitment crisis as it stands, and this will not deal with that.
As you said, the aim of this increase is to help with recruitment, and figures for the end of July show that the Garda strength is now at 14,064, down from 14,100 the previous month. Who's going into the Garda now, and why are they doing it?
Well, in the last campaign we had, I believe, it was just over 6,000 applicants. And of those, a third of them were in excess of 35 years of age. And that's the once-off spike that I spoke about. That won't be repeated in the next campaign. You have some people coming from other forms of employment, which I said, and you have people coming in from apprentices, or you're coming from other from college itself. But in terms of attracting more people in, It is obvious that what has been happening over the last number of years isn't working.
But it's not the money they're coming in for. Why are they coming into the Gardaí?
Yeah, well, it's a career that's worthwhile, without a doubt. I'd recommend it to anybody. But nobody is going to perform that career if there's not financial reward for it. At the end of the day, you're going to have to earn a living that's going to meet the cost of living to be able to buy a house, be able to have a family and support that family. And what's being offered as a trainee allowance is just not going to meet to fulfil that need. If you analyse it, it's still €4 below the minimum wage per hour. That's unacceptable.
You'd called previously for better equipment in the wake of the Coolock riots, and before that the riots in the city centre. Have you got them?
Well, we have the equipment for the public order units, but in terms of for our members on the front line, the response units that are the first unit to all of these calls, we're still calling for the issue of safety equipment for them to deal with the initial response to any violent public order fray.
Ronan Sleven, thank you very much for coming into us. Ronan is General Secretary of the Garda Representative Association.